for us, our support to GJ was just part of our corporate social responsibility to ensure that the fourth arm of government will function efficiently and effectively. The court case, it was indeed a case that shook the foundation of the bank. As of the day the final judgment was given, the debt has risen to over $150 million, a principal of $60 million accumulated interest. We thank God that finally the case has been brought to an end. We want to thank the president, sector minister, and then our board for the support they give management in ensuring that the case was successfully defended at the Supreme Court. We lost at the High Court, we lost at the Appeal Court, and we had to beef up our legal team to go to the Supreme Court. It really affected the bank for almost 8 to 9 years. We lost a lot of business relationships locally and internationally, but finally, we thank God and we are grateful to everybody, especially the media, for the interest you showed in that case. I want to assure you that as leaders of the institution, we will continue to keep our doors open to the media and to everyone who wants to partner us in making sure that we make NIB, biggest state bank, great and great again. You should continue to count on us for your engagement. We will continue to support GJA as a moral obligation and also to show good citizenship to our fourth arm of government. And I think that together, other corporate bodies will also emulate and even do more in building a very strong and vibrant media.
That was the managing director of NIB, Dr. Jonas Amoah, speaking during a courtesy call on management of the bank by the leadership of the GJA.